Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. We're learning more about just how much money the federal government sent Ohio farmers who never got their crops in the ground this year. Ohio had its worst weather-prevented planting season on record, which led to 10 to 15% higher insurance payouts to farmers. WOSU's Nick Evans has been going through the Ohio numbers. Nick, what do they say?
Well, we had nearly 14,000 policies that received additional funding. That comes out to about $56.3 million around the state. The top county, not surprisingly, was Wood up near Bowling Green. They had 1,000 policies for $5.1 million of additional crop insurance payments, nearly a tenth of the entire state in just this one county. Mm-hmm. The other notables all kind of fall in that northwest Ohio region. Counties like Seneca, Paulding, Defiance, Hancock, and Hardin. Closer to home in central Ohio, Franklin County didn't see many at all, 23 policies. But other counties like Delaware and Union, they both cracked 100, got somewhere in the order of about $1 million in additional payments going to farmers.
And this increase in crop insurance payments is actually linked to another federal effort, right?
Right, yeah. So Ben Brown, he's an ag economist with OSU, says it's actually tied to the market facilitation program. Now, this started last year. They're payments meant to support farmers who have been hurt by the ongoing trade war.
You know, those payments were tied to a planted acre. You had to plant something to get those payments. However, people that couldn't plant also were facing challenges from depressed prices from the trade war, right? Crop insurance is based on the futures price during the month of February.
So if you can't plant in your fields, you can make a prevented planting claim, and then you'll receive a certain percentage of your crop insurance coverage. But those farmers have been hurt because the costs for the given plants are low.
And as I said, payments are up about 10 to 15% this year. What does that actually mean to the average farmer?
So generally speaking, it comes out to about 30 or 40 bucks an acre. Now, if you compare that to the market facilitation program payments, the ones meant to offset tariffs, it looks a little low, right? So those payments are calculated by the acre, by the county. And most in Ohio fall in the $50 to $80 range. The difference being those farmers actually had to pay for planting and harvesting, so they had greater input costs.
Sure. So the program meant to offset tariffs is going into its second year now. What should we be expecting with that program going forward?
Well, it's not clear necessarily what will happen. One would assume that with the Trump administration still in office and the trade war still ongoing, it could continue. But Ben Brown is saying that the two programs that are meant to act as a backstop for farmers, they appear to be influencing the actions on the front end. He says the USDA's announcement for the second year of payments, that came out early this summer.
And so I had a ton of phone calls all through the month of June of people asking me, hey, how much are these payments going to be? Because it's the deciding factor between planting or not planting. When you start hearing things like that, you start realizing that these are coupled programs and it's influencing market signals.
Now, the federal government has been intervening in at least some way in the agricultural economy going back to the 1930s. But Brown says the latest steps are pretty significant. That in and of itself isn't necessarily bad, but he does worry that the more that the federal government intervenes, the more difficult it's going to be to wind it down. How do you go from making up this big portion of their balance sheet to sort of, you know, ramping it down over time?
WOSU's Nick Evans has been looking into payments sent to Ohio farmers because of insurance claims and because of the market facilitation program meant to offset trade tariffs. Nick, thanks again.
Anytime.